Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host, and I'm going to play you some bluegrass music that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. We're going to hear from people like Dan Tominski, Claire Lynch, Ricky Skaggs, Danny Paisley in the Southern Grass, Emmylou Harris, all sorts of people this time. And there's some great songs amongst all that. So just relax, make sure you've got your cup of coffee and cup of tea or whatever it is you're doing while you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we'll get on to it. And first up is going to be an album from Dan Tominski, and the album is called Wheels, and he's got some great songs on there. We saw the Dan Tominski band in 2008 at the Grass Valley Festival, and man, they were a tight band, played some great bluegrass music. And the lineup he's got on this album, Dan plays guitar and does the vocals, Adam Steffi plays mandolin, Barry Bales plays bass and does the baritone vocals, and Ron Stewart and Justin Moses swap around between banjo and fiddle. On the first track, Wheels, Ron Stewart's playing fiddle and Justin Moses is playing banjo and doing tenor vocal. The second track, Who Showed Who, Ron Stewart's playing banjo, Justin Moses is doing fiddle and tenor vocal. Fancy singing tenor to Dan Tominski. Well, how about that? Well, so we'll take this track out and then we'll hear them.
Got nothing but my clothes. Best if I forget the way I'm riding. Heading down a one-way track. Wind is cold upon my back. Rumbling of this old steel rail don't die. I could not win, always ended up again. Change of scenery just might help this time. Watch a daylight turn to black, long since smoked up my last pack. Dreamed of one day getting off this line.
Thank you.
shot him and they laid him in the ground. There's two children left without a home, wondering what in the world is going on. Guilty of murder, first degree, Brushy Mountain Penitentiary. There's two children left without a home, wondering what in the world is going on. Who showed who? Who played smart? One in jail, one in the grave with a bullet through the heart. Who showed who? Who's right or wrong? Two children left. But I can't say that I saw either side. But for Tommy and Mary, right or wrong, there's two children left without a home. Who showed who? Who played it smart? One in jail, one in the grave with a bullet through the heart. Who showed who?
Plays some great bluegrass, doesn't he, Dan Tominski? A bit of a sad song, but he seems to do those pretty well too. Crowd Favourites is an album that came out that I grabbed when I could from Claire Lynch, and because she has lots of crowd favourites, I tell you, she's done some great songs, and this album has on it some wonderful songs: Train Long Gone, The Day Lester Died, Falling in Love, Hills of Alabama, If Wishes Were Horses, some great songs, Silver and Gold, her version of the Wabash Cannonball, which is a major musical feat, really. It's just a lovely song, and Friends for a Lifetime. She's just got some great songs, and I've picked two songs off this album: Your Presence Is My Favorite Gift of All, and then Sweetheart Darling of Mine. And they definitely are great. I've heard her sing, certainly Sweetheart Darling of Mine, and have really enjoyed these songs. So this is Claire Lynch, and she's got a variety of backing musicians with her because they're taken from different CDs, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy these. The first one, Your Presence Is My Favourite Gift.
Morning when the sun is slowly rising, with a Bible on my knee, and at the last swallow of coffee, I'll just sit there in your presence for a while. Let your spirit come and move all over me. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've given me. You've provided every need, both big and small, more than I love. Sometimes late at night, when the kids are asleep, I'll go out into the yard and just listen to the night. And I can feel your Holy Spirit as a whippoorwill leads nature in a praise song. And every critter in the forest seems to cry out, "Thank you, Lord, for everything you've given me." You provided every need, both big and small. More than all of the blessings that you pour out every day, your presence is my favorite gift of all. More than all of the blessings that you pour out every day, your presence is my favorite. On the back porch where I sit in the morning.
That was Claire Lynch doing Sweetheart, Darling, and Woman. Great song, and I just love her singing. I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a big music shop that's been servicing the people of Hamilton's music needs for more than 50 years. And if you go into the shop on Anglesey Street in Hamilton, they've got everything you could possibly want to further your musical experience, guitars, banjos, best ones available Martin's D-rings. They've got mandolins and violins and fiddles and amplifiers and strings and straps and stands and all sorts of things that begin with S. They've got sheet music. They've got song books. Lots of stuff begins with S when you get it from Shearers. And I'm delighted that they have chosen to support Back Porch Bluegrass. So if you need to buy something, go in and see some of the friendly staff. They're all musicians and they know what you're talking about and they will help you out. What are we going to have now? Oh, one of my favourite fiddle tunes. One of my favourite fiddle players of all time was Kenny Baker. Did some great tunes. And from the album A Baker's Dozen, we've got a fiddle tune called Doc Harris the Fisherman. He wrote this tune for his friend who he used to go fishing with. Dr. Harris was a keen fisherman, just like Kenny was, and they used to go out and catch fish together, and he had this tune written for him. Man, it's a great tune. I've played this tune lots of times with Colleen Trenwith, and she did a fine version of it too, and it's just one of my favourites. Playing on this one, we've got Kenny Baker playing fiddle, of course, Butch Robbins on banjo, Sam Bush on mandolin, John Kaparakis on guitar, and Ebo Walker on bass. And this was recorded in August 1970. Came out on County Records, and it's called, from the album called A Baker's Dozen. Here's Doc Harris the Fisherman. Kenny Baker and Doc Harris the Fisherman. Isn't that a great song? Man, they do a good version of that, and it's really good fun to play, I tell you. Next we're going to have a tune from the Osborne Brothers. When I was really getting into bluegrass music, I really enjoyed the Osborne Brothers. They had those great harmonies with Bobby singing the top part and the lead on top and the smooth harmonies. And they were pretty countrified from when I started listening to them. And a lot of their songs had a bit of pedal steel or electric guitar in it and some drums and things like that. And I liked that. That was fine by me. And then later on, as the Bluegrass Festivals got more and more popular through the 70s, 80s and 90s, they went back to playing much more straightforward bluegrass. But of course, they got a lot of requests for some of their songs from the early days. And they recorded some albums once more. And rather than just put out the earlier versions on them, they used their band at the time to re-record some of those favourite songs. And we're going to hear from the Osborne Brothers a song called Lonesome Feeling. Great song. And the band is Bobby Osborne mandolin and vocals, Sonny Osborne banjo and vocals, Blaine Sprouse on fiddle, and Paul Brewster on guitar and vocals, and Jimmy Brock on bass. And we're going to hear Paul Brewster a little bit later on playing with Ricky Skaggs. These musicians get around, and many of them are essential parts of some of the best bands. Paul Brewster is one of those people, does fine guitar playing and tenor singing, just classic. But on this one, we're going to hear that from the Osborne Brothers, It's a Lonesome Feeling.
It's a lonesome feeling when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares a thing about you. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load. I fell in love in Cincinnati. Her love was true. She told me so. I gave her rings and all my money. Where she ran off to, I'll never know. It's a lonesome feeling when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load. I wish that I was in Kentucky with Papa and Mama dear, but Mama's gone. So is Papa, and Kentucky's a long way from here. It's a lonesome feeling when you're traveling down a lonesome road, down a lonesome road. Nobody cares a thing about you. It's a heavy load, it's a heavy load.
It's a little bit different on the ending, isn't it? That was Lonesome Feeling by the Osborne Brothers. Fine singing, and they really put it together. Bobby has a very distinctive voice there. Ricky Skaggs recorded an album with Kentucky Thunder live at Charleston Music Hall. Great album. There's some excellent stuff on there. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks off that. The first one is gospel song, really, written by Red Smiley of Reno and Smiley, so way back. Ricky Skaggs was really good of getting some material from the early bands, and he really researched and came up with some great songs that really suited him. And then we're going to hear an instrumental featuring some great mandolin playing by Ricky Skaggs and the band of Kentucky Thunder. The band was really Mark Fain on bass, Jim Mills on banjo, Paul Brewster on guitar, Darren Vincent on guitar, Cody Kilby on lead guitar, Andy Leftwich on fiddle, Jeff Taylor on accordion, and Ricky Skaggs on mandolin. In the gospel song, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Just Mark Fain on bass and Jim Mills playing the lead guitar, and Ricky Skaggs played guitar and did the lead vocals, and Paul Brewster and Darren Vincent doing the harmonies. Sounds great. Here's some Ricky Skaggs, and I think he's introducing his songs too.
Well, somebody wanted to hear a gospel song, and we love gospel music, and this song reminds me a lot of my mama. This is a beautiful old song called I Heard My Mother Call My Name in Prayer. While kneeling by our bedside in a cottage on the hill, my mother prayed a blessing on me there. She was talking there to Jesus while everything was still, and I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was anxious for her boy to be just what he ought to be, and she asked the Lord to take him in his care. Just the words I can't remember, but I know she prayed for me, and I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Then I gave my heart to Jesus, and I'm living now for him, and someday I'll go to meet him in the air. For he heard my mother pray, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, he heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Thank you, folks. All right. Instrumental time. We was going home one day, I think it might have been on a Sunday. We was driving up 40, heading home, and kind of was getting some ideas for a new tune. And about the time we came into Crossville, Tennessee, this song just kind of fell out of the air to me, and I'm thankful for that. That's where they come from. And
So I just said, well, I'm gonna call this one Crossville. Hope you like it.
Some pretty good plucking from Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder there on a tune called Crossville. I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing some of the songs and CDs and pieces that are on my shelves at home, and I'm hoping you're enjoying it as much as I am. A little bit of live music around Hamilton sometimes. Always something happening at Navara Lounge of all sorts. It'll meet all tastes there, of everything from comedy to folk music to sort of punk music and all sorts of loud stuff and quiet stuff and everything interesting. It happens at Navara Lounge at the in the middle of Victoria Street, Hamilton, New Zealand. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session that I host, is on the fourth Sunday of the month. It's at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room on Sunday afternoon. Starts at 2:30, finishes at 5 o'clock, and you can bring along your banjos and guitars and mandolins and fiddles and play some bluegrass music. And that's a good opportunity to get with other people who are trying to do the same thing as you. And it's good fun, very sociable, no pressure. And we have everyone from beginners to more experienced playing. And it's just a good fun afternoon. It only costs you a few dollars. And we have tea and coffee and the cakes and some good music. So fourth Sunday of the Munch Back Porch Bluegrass. What else do we have? The second Friday of the month, Morrinsville Country Music Club holds its concert, and that's at the Rotary Community Hall. It used to be the Senior Citizens Hall. Rotary Community Hall on Friday night starts at 7:30. That's the second Friday of the month, and it's always a great concert. Band members singing and playing do a song each, and there's a so that covers a big range of country music from older songs right through to contemporary songs, and you'll enjoy that. It only costs a few dollars, and once again, it's a great night out. So support those local clubs, support your local country music club if you get the chance, and take along your banjo and show them that you really know how to play. We're going to hear some Roy Acuff. I always like to play a little bit of old-time music on this show, and it's interesting to me that Bill Monroe is the man that is credited with starting bluegrass music, yet there were other bands around that had the same lineup as we would consider a bluegrass band. And I think if people got up and played Roy Acuff music now from the late 1930s, early 1940s, they'd say, oh, that's bluegrass music. But for some reason, it's not bluegrass music. It's still Roy Acuff's version of country music. But we're going to hear a track from Roy Acuff recorded in 1940, April 1940. And it's a song called Just to Ease My Worried Mind. Roy Acuff was really big on the Grand Ole Opry. He was considered one of the first real stars of country music. And he had a fine band, as you'll hear. So here's a bit of pre-bluegrass music for you that I hope you're going to enjoy.
Don't you hear that whistle blowing? Can't you hear that lonesome whine? Gonna catch her at the crossing just to ease my worried mind. I've traveled this whole world over, it's sunny south for me. Down among them fields of cotton, that's where I long to be. Don't you hear that whistle blowing? Can't you hear that lonesome whine? Gonna catch her at the crossing, just to ease my weary mind. I've seen all of your big cities, from New Mexico to Maine. But none of them's like old Dixie, so I'm heading back again. Don't you hear that whistle blowing? Can't you hear that lonesome whine? Gonna catch her at the crossing, just to ease my weary mind. My story, and now I'm Dixie bound to live down there forever and never more roam around. Don't you hear that whistle blowing? Can't you hear that lonesome whine? Gonna catch her at the crossing just to ease my worried mind.
Oh, that's some 1940 Roy Acuff for you. And that tune would not be out of place in a bluegrass band's repertoire, I tell you. I'm not sure about the train whistles, though. But they're very interesting. Some pre-bluegrass for you. Oh, recorded some years ago in Wellington at the Wellington Bluegrass Society is a band who were not quite Legal Tender. There's a band called Legal Tender, which is Moira Howard and Ian Campbell, that do a fine job of a whole bunch of songs. And they were supported at the Wellington Bluegrass Concert by Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, who's a former alumni of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, likewise. And so together, Graham Lovejoy, Colleen Trenwith, Moira Howard and Ian Campbell do a fine job of some songs. We're going to hear the Alison Krauss song, On the Borderline, from not quite Legal Tender.
Right, another Alison Krauss one. Two in a row.
That can't be bad.
That's an excerpt of the concert recorded live. It was never intended to be an album, really, but they just put it out because the recording was pretty good. So that gives just a sample of some music that you might hear down at the Wellington Bluegrass Society sometime. Big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio stations. It's nice to hear from you now and then, and I hope you're enjoying the music, the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand and through Canada, and Bluegrass Planet Radio, of course, in the USA. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm glad that you are enjoying my take on bluegrass music. Oh, we're going to hear some really classic bluegrass music now from Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. Danny Paisley, for many years, played music with his dad, Bob Paisley. When his dad died, Danny decided to continue with the band, and this is some real straightforward, hard-felt bluegrass music. Danny Paisley plays guitar and does the lead and tenor vocals. Michael Paisley plays the bass. TJ Lundy plays the fiddle. Bob Lundy, his son, plays the banjo, does the baritone vocals, and Donnie Eldreth Jr., mandolin, lead and tenor vocals. These people come from a real tradition of playing bluegrass music. And we're going to hear a couple of songs, I'm Leaving Detroit, and then The Room Over Mine, which is a title of the CD. So let's listen to Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass.
Detroit, but tomorrow morning I'll be checking out. I'm leaving this old city and the bad times that I've had. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm hitting south. I'm going where the southern breezes blow. I'm tired of Detroit's weather with its snow. Don't look for me tomorrow, cause tonight I'm checking out. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm hitting south. Chuckles blooming, takes the southern cooking in my mouth. I miss the ones who love me and the good times that I've had. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm hitting south. I'm going where the southern breezes blow. I'm tired of Detroit's weather with its snow. Don't look for me tomorrow, cause tonight I'm checking out. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm hitting south. Look for me tomorrow, cause tonight I'm checking out. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm heading south. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm heading south.
Walking and talking, I'll be in that room of mine.
missing them. Well, it's hard to know what's a going on in a troubled man's mind, for I can hear him walking and talking in the room over search for a better place. Well, I know just how he really feels every night about this time. When he's a-walking and a-talking, I'll be in that room.
Some hardline bluegrass for you from Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. Real traditional bluegrass from the 1950s, really, but it's just recently recorded. Let's hear some gospel from Emmylou Harris and the hot band. Ralph Stanley, I've just been reading up on the Stanley Brothers, as you would have told you in a few shows ago. And here's one called The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn.
Day is home. watching the sheep down below. He's coming back to claim us. Will you be ready to go? The darkest hour is just before dawn. The
thanks very much to Amy Lou Harris with the old Ralph Stanley tune, The Darkest Hours Just Before Dawn. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with the tune from the Kentucky Colonels, Sally Ann. See you later.